world chess champion Boris Fischer, direct from Budapest, Hungary. The interview will be conducted by the very first Asian grandmaster, our very own Eugene Torre, and the original man on the ball, Mr. Romy Quintanar.
That's Elvis, man, the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. And all, if Elvis were here, he would be something else. You know, he would be tickled pink because he's the king of rock and roll. And this morning, for the rest of the morning, we are going to have another king. The king of chess for the first time in DCSR, not in Europe, not in the States, only on DCSR. We are going to have Robert James Fischer, world chess king. Also known as Bobby Fischer. You know him, of course. And what would Elvis say? Yo, a very pleasant good morning to you all. This is your chessmate, Romy Quintanar. And welcome again, sports fans. Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Buenos dias a todos. Taras kabalyano sa mayong buntag kaningang kana. Sa ako ka mga itlo, mga pagaliw pangatibigan sa Mindanao. At sila yung muna ikaw. Kumusta na kayo? Robert James Fischer will be with us for the rest of the morning. And with me, of course, the first Asian grandmaster, ang guapo, ang idolo, El Eugenio, Eugene Torre.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Romy. Romy Quintanar. You know, Romy Quintanar is the first Filipino tournament radio TV chess analyst starting 1973.
Yo.
Right, Romy?
Yo!
Okay, so good morning to everybody and to all our listeners.
Who's that young man? A handsome young man there. See, okay.
Well, that's Mr. Bobby Ang, you know.
Bobby Ang. Yes, good morning to all of you here. Yes, because the nation is listening to us, all of the chess players, if Eugene, if Bobby's on the line.
Wait, but Bobby Ang here is the foremost chess computer expert, you know, and also he has some internet, you know, connections and cafe and everything. So,
yes,
if you talk about computer, you know, Bobby Ang is the best. Anyway, Bobby should be around. Hello, Bobby? Bobby? Yo? Hello, Bobby?
Can you hear me now?
Now I hear you good, yeah.
Now, Eugene. So, Bobby, I'm with Romy Quintanar here. He's the first Filipino tournament radio TV chess analyst starting 1973. And, of course, I am here with Bobby Ang. Okay, Bobby? You hear me?
I hear you, yeah.
Okay, now I want to greet you, of course, first of all, happy birthday, Bobby.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay. Bobby?
Yeah?
Romy Quintanar, Bob, we met several times before, way back in the 70s. I don't know if you remember me.
You have to jog my memory.
Because the first time we met was at the party given in your honor by President Marcos in Malacanang Palace, if you remember. Campo was with us and the other Grand Masters at the time.
Yeah.
And also, when you came here in 76, if you remember, we had a party up the top of the Hotel Intercontinental with Eugene Torre and Balinas. You remember, Bob? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Bob, you remember?
Yes, I remember that party. The Mrs. Marcos was there, but the President Marcos was not there, right?
No, he was there with us. As a matter of fact, they were dancing. Anyway, Bob, I remember that President Marcos offered to you his presidential plane and yacht at the time. Were you able to use them?
Which trip? 76 or 70?
This was 73, Bob, during the international tournament when you were the guest during the opening ceremonies.
I was on the... Yes, Yeah, I was on his yacht one night, and I don't know about his plane. I think I went somewhere on a plane.
Yeah, I think you went to the Rice Terraces, the eighth wonder of the world.
He had some rice fields on his plane, yes, I think so.
Yeah, by the way, I haven't greeted you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Bob.
Okay, thanks.
How does it feel to be 56, man?
It's okay.
Jim?
Yeah.
I'd like to tell Bob, you know, the entire nation, the entire Filipino people is listening to us right now, and all your friends and admirers out there in the country, and also some parts of Asia are listening to us right now. So would you please greet them, Bob?
Yeah.
Hello? Please greet the listeners right now. They've been waiting for you.
Well, just I'm very happy to be on the air and say hello to all my friends in the Philippines. I've always had a nice time when I went there, and a very special country for me. Yes.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, Eugene and I are looking at some of your pictures here. We have a picture of you on television with Campo Manis. Do you remember this, Bobby, when you played bridge with Campo on television?
Yeah.
That's right. And we have here also a picture of you and Eugene and Balinas. You know what happened to Grandmaster Balinas last year? He passed away, Bobby.
Yeah,
because of cancer. And, well, Bob, we have a lot to talk about. I mean, I don't know if you remember, in 1973, I told you I had replayed and analyzed all your games. And if you remember, I asked you also what your favorite game was in the first match with Boris Spassky. And you told me that it was the fifth game where you gave him a double pawn.
Was that with the Nimzo Indian?
Yeah, Nimzo Indian, yes. Bishop, yes.
That's right.
That was the first match. But, Bobby, I must congratulate you for the second match, especially the first game, Bob, because that was the Rui Lopez, and everybody was shocked. Everybody, you shocked the world, Bobby, because you had not played a tournament game or a match game in 20 years. Exactly 20 years, because when you came back in Yugoslavia, this was September, and your last game 21 of your first championship, was in August. So that was 20 years, but you played the Rui Lopez like the Bobby of the 60s, Bobby.
And that was a real game, by the way. All those games were real, you know.
Yes, and Bobby, I mean, Eugene and I were talking about your maneuver in the Rui Lopez with the first game against Spassky in the return match with your knight F1, your plan, knight F1, knight D2, B1 to A3 to capture the B-pawn.
Yeah, the goddamn informator wouldn't even give that maneuver one exclamation mark, believe it or not.
Ah, that doesn't mean the informator?
They wouldn't give that maneuver one exclamation mark.
I would give it three exclamation marks, Bobby.
Everybody else did, but Informata didn't want to give it any exclamation mark.
Yeah, I saw your game in the Informata. It didn't have anything.
They didn't want me to get the best game of that issue later on when the people voted. So this was the cue not for me not to get the best game of Informata. You understand?
Yes.
They gave it to a prearranged game between Karpov and Shirov instead.
Bob, I would like to ask you this, and actually Eugene was amused when I asked this question, because in that particular situation, Boris Spassky played Bishop D5, he sacrificed his Bishop D5, and was then his only option, Bobby, to complicate matters so he would not lose the B-pawn?
Wait a second, he played Knight takes D5, I think, no?
Was it Knight? I think it was Bishop.
Oh, was it knight takes e4?
Ah, knight, I see, okay.
Maybe knight takes, let me think. Anyway, he sacrificed, yeah, a piece for my two center pawns there, yeah.
To complicate a bit, because he would lose the b-pawn, right?
He was getting squeezed, yeah, he was busted already.
But, you know, you had your brilliant piece play with the knight and the rook there, in the middle of the board, and, well, that was just typical Bobby. Bobby, at this point, may I ask you something about the Rui Lopez? Because all your games before, and even up to the second match with Spassky, were all really very, very excellent, brilliant, and that includes the game against Leonid Stein in the 1967 Tunisia tournament. Could you give us a few words about it and your philosophy of the ruling Lopez, how to handle it as white?
Yeah, well, if I could just interrupt you, I wanted to say something about these games. I play. One of the reasons the goddamn Jews hates me is so much is because all my games are real.
Definitely.
Nothing is prearranged. It's all over the board. And if I play great, I play great. If I plunder my queen or, you know, walk into mate in two, that's real, you know? Not like the goddamn Russian Jew players. It's all staged. Okay, let me get that on record.
Go ahead.
What's your question specifically again?
Well, I wanted to hear from you just a few words on your basic philosophy on the Rui Lopez, because you handled it so well as white. We played all your games on this, and it's really wonderful. Even you, Rui Lopez, in the first match against Spassky, where you gave him two running pass points on the queen side, remember?
Yeah.
Now, what can you advise us, chess players here, about the Rui Lopez?
Well, you know, I'm finished with the old chess, because it's all just a lot of book and memorization, you know. It's hard to say one
basic one, yeah.
Okay, because there's so many different variations, you know.
Well, you've played them all. You've had kingside action, you've had center action, you've had queenside action. So, you have mastered it so well, Bob.
Well,
now that you mentioned all this chess about the classical chess, you know, I played a few official random chess with Eugene, and it's wonderful, Bobby.
Oh, thank you.
It's great, and it does away with all the prepared variations for the opening, and so you're on your own.
Yeah.
Bobby, what do you plan about random chess? It's so good, it has to be promoted somewhere.
Yeah, it does. And if it wasn't for these goddamn Jews persecuting me, I would be doing so many great things. But these goddamn Jews are persecuting me. You know, they want to put me in prison for 10 years, and they've forged my 60 memorable games. They robbed all my stuff now in storage. They're lying about me continuously. They have violated my United States patent for my new chess block. They're selling this chess block in the United States, and they're using my name to advertise it, which is completely illegal because it's an implied endorsement. Also, they're even putting my name on the clock itself with this PK chess clock.
You mean you don't have any royalty from the chess clocks?
I get no royalties for this PK chess clock. I get no royalties for my 60 memorable games.
How can that be? Gosh, that's too unfair.
The fucking Jews are in control. That's as simple as that.
Hey, Bobby, you know, talking about, we'll go back to random chess later, but you mentioned the memorable games, because way back when in the 70s, I've memorized all of that. And Eugene showed me something yesterday that was really unbelievable. And that was one of your most brilliant games. As a matter of fact, it won the Brilliancy Prize, the one against Borbochan. And they had changed your analysis there.
Right, I think this is a vicious book. You're talking about the Mansfield book, no?
Yes, yes.
This is the most, you know, this shows the hatred that the dirty Jews have for me. That they have gone through this book line by line, looking for ways to screw me, to falsify it, to make me look bad. I mean, this is really unheard of, even so far as I know Hitler's Mein Kampf. It has never been falsified to anywhere near this degree. This is, you know, I don't like to brag, but I'm like, you know, I'm maybe enemy number one of world jewelry. You know, I really believe that they are out to get me in any goddamn way they can.
So, for example, in this case, Bob, well, that was atrocious. That was really brazen. That was to put you down. Now, what can you do in this instance?
Absolutely, but that's not the only change they've made. They've gone through this book. They have made countless changes. They have made thousands upon thousands and thousands and thousands of changes. It's not some 640 like this bastard William Winter says. This is innumerable changes. Unbelievable. throughout the whole thing.
And you can't do anything about it.
So does the Jews, I can only expose them. You have to understand the political situation. The Jews have practically set up a world dictatorship already, you know.
And that's only as far as the memorable games are concerned. Anyway, Bobby. Yes, Jim, go ahead.
Eugene, it's very funny, you know, when I was showing this analysis of yours, the change analysis they had with you, with Bolbuchan, you know, yesterday again, I laughed again because I saw the two kings were in check, you know.
Yeah, the one with the queen on the eight.
Did you get Bobby?
Hello?
Yeah, a little problem with, you know.
Yeah, it's okay, Bob, go ahead.
No, they did that on purpose. Mansford did that on purpose. They're claiming that it was an honest mistake, but it wasn't, because they went through this book making countless other changes. There's no way that was an honest mistake, you know. There's no way. And those Mansfords, it's all Jewish, by the way. If you look at the five people who were credited with this for coming out with this Mansfield New Algebraic Edition of My 60 Memorable Games, supposedly by Bobby Fischer, there are five people. One of them is Graham Burgess. Another one of those guys is John Dunn. Another one is John Spielman. Another one is Mark Dvoretsky. And the fifth guy... who's the fifth guy, Eugene? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Keith, Raymond Keene.
Yeah, the last one, yeah.
Now, Keene is known to be a Jew. Spielman is known to be a Jew. Dvoretsky is definitely a Jew. His full name is Mark Israelievich Dvoretsky, so there's no doubt he's a Jew. Now, the other two, John Nunn and Graham Burgess, I don't have any hard information on them. I know that Nunn's brother's name is, I think his name is David. And I'm sure he's a goddamn Jew, too. And probably Burgess is a goddamn Jew too, you know. I think everybody up there at Mansfield is a Jew. But in any event, three out of five, that's a majority, right? Three out of five people reworked my book to make me look like the biggest fool, like a horse's ass, like a potzer, are goddamn Jews. And, you know, Mansfield is absolutely owned by the Jews, no question. They're all out to get me. This is just one more example. But also, I never got that penny for that book, zero. Nothing.
Okay, Bobby, regarding this Fischer-Bolbuchan game, also in number 20, you mentioned this move after 95. In your original book, you said White has strategically won game, his knight cannot be dislodged. And, you know, they wrote here like White, you know, with the post to be S, has strategically won game, his knight is immovable.
That's not even English. White has is not English. White's apostrophe S has is not English.
Yeah, okay, Bob. Going back to the Jews, Bob. Since when did you notice this, that they were against you? Since when in your life?
Very, very long time. I didn't fully understand the conspiracy. I knew the Jews were bastards, you know, even as a young boy. But I didn't fully understand the conspiracy all until about 1977 when I read a book called The Secret World Government by Major General Count Sherep Spirinovich. And this book made it all come to life. It's an old book written around 1926. But this guy explained it all. I would recommend this book to everyone. The Secret World Government, Major General Count Sherep Spirinovich. This book explains the whole Jewish conspiracy and their whole plan to take over the world. Criminal people. They've always been a criminal people. They made up destroying the Holocaust. Never happened. They just got their lives. Plus, people don't know this, but this is an absolute fact. Jews